You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today we're talking about this. OMG, am I becoming a mean girl? That's right. Oh my goodness, am I becoming a mean girl? Now you may be wondering, oh boy, what has Shannon done? Well, after yesterday's episode, talking about the sweaty guy on the elliptical machine, who knows? Maybe I am becoming a mean girl. But today this goes deeper, my dear. This goes much deeper. And I'm going to take you into a soul story that comes from my book, Date Yourself Well. Now, I start every program talking about it. I have invested so much of myself, heart and soul, into this book, Date Yourself Well, because it was a process for me to learn how to truly become the great lover of my life. And in order to do that, my dear, it is vital that we love ourselves well. And that doesn't happen overnight. It simply does not happen overnight. But it starts with a choice. So for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while, you've probably heard me talk about this. But for the newer listeners who haven't heard my story, my journey really began years ago into childhood, and my first divorce happened way before I ever actually got divorced for the first out of three times. And it's really because it's a divorced heart. There was a disconnect between my heart and my head. And that goes back into a whole other story of just learning, you know, growing up with this idea that somehow I wasn't enough, which is so weird because my parents told me I was enough constantly. But when I got into school, I think that's where it really hit me because I was this skinny, scrawny, little, gnarly, little blonde-haired, and then I ended up getting glasses. So I was blonde-haired, four-eyed little girl. And I got made fun of, but for the most part, it didn't bug me on the outside. But on the inside, I started to believe those stories. We've all heard it. We've all heard these stories, right? And then more than anything, I started comparing myself to my two best friends who were gorgeous, you know, tan skin, big boobs, looked like they were models, you know, it's just beautiful. And I was a skinny, scrawny, underdeveloped little thing. And on top of that, I had white skin that never really tanned. And I would be like fried burned lying next to my dear best friends who were tan, golden bronze, copper tone tan. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it was one of those things growing up. But the biggest thing was it was a belief that I had. And it really didn't, like I said, it didn't come from my childhood as far as my parents because they were always like my biggest fans. And anyway, so the bottom line is I had this feeling of not enoughness, which we all at some degree, I think, have or have to make a choice about. Sometime in our lives, we have to make a choice. Are we going to believe the lie? Or are we going to believe the truth about ourselves? But there was one question that changed my life drastically, and it began the journey of healing for me. And that was the night when I heard God speak into my heart, and he said, Shannon, do you love yourself? Now imagine if someone asked you that. Do you love yourself? In fact, I'm going to ask you right now, my dear, do you love yourself? And I could not answer. Honestly, I sat there, I don't even know for how long, dumbfounded, mouth open, completely unable to speak. And that doesn't happen to me very often, quite honestly. And it was because there was so much going through my head, because if anyone else had asked me, I would have been like, of course I do, because, you know, I don't hate myself, right? And I was like, of course I love myself. I love my life, you know? But the reality was I was thinking, why is God asking me this? Like, he knows everything. Why is he asking me this? So I sat there unable to speak. And God, being the beautiful, wonderful gentleman that he is, he helped me out. He goes, it's okay. I understand. In order to love you, you must know you. And in order to know you, you must spend some time with you. So then I asked, well, then what, what next? And he said, date yourself and stop accepting those things that you do not desire. That was completely life-changing to me, if you can even imagine. And it was in that moment that I said, okay, I'm going to pursue my heart like never before. Like nobody has ever pursued me. I am going to know Shannon like never before. I'm going to know Shannon better than anyone knows Shannon besides God himself. So I began the journey of dating myself well. And in the process, I wrote this book because I began teaching other women how to become the great lover of their lives as well and how to date themselves well from the inside out. So I broke the book down into 12 engagements. The first 5 engagements are becoming a great lover. So they're the 5 engagements of becoming a great lover. And the final 7 engagements of a great life. And the first engagement of a great life is to be likable. That's right, to be likable. What would that mean for you to be not only lovable, but likable? I had this revelation that I had put such value on the idea of love that oftentimes I had forgotten about liking. Like, I could love someone, at least with my head at that time, because that's really kind of where I was loving from. And I found out later that true love comes not only from the head, but it comes from the heart. Without a doubt, truly comes from the heart. But I had discovered that there were many times when I was loving, but I wasn't liking. And one of the people that I didn't like very well, certain things about her, was myself. So I learned how to like myself like big time. And in the process, of course, fell in love with myself in a very healthy, happy, fulfilling way. And I'm so grateful to God because to this day, I still date myself well, even though I'm in a very incredible, loving relationship with my dear Pablo. I've never stopped loving myself and dating myself well. So one of the things that I do in that step with people is I walk them through a process of writing down what they like, what they would like in their life. And one of the big things I talk about is becoming your very best friend. That's right, to become your bestie, your girlfriend, your best girlfriend. So when you're thinking about being a bestie, it's the opposite of being a mean girl. Seriously, it is the opposite. But how many of us, you my dear, maybe you've done this, where you've talked poorly about this girl. You haven't been a bestie to yourself. You've talked about yourself. You've cut yourself down. You haven't believed in yourself. You've compared yourself to others. You know what I'm saying? We've all done it. But it is time that we, dear souls, take a stand and become the bestie, the best girlfriend possible, to stop being the mean girl. So that's the question I have for you today. Are you becoming the mean girl? Are you becoming a mean girl? Or you can make a choice today to become a bestie, to become a bestie to you. These are some things that lead to you being a mean girl. When you compare, when you don't dare to do the things that are on your heart, when you're unaware, i.e. you can go back and listen to yesterday's episode, when you don't care. That's right, so many people I talk to, men and women, not caring for themselves, not taking great care of the bestie. When you tear yourself down, when you pair yourself with someone who doesn't care, be careful, be wise with the connections you make in your life, and when you wear beliefs that no longer serve you. I remember when I finally uncovered a belief that was no longer serving me, and it was the belief that I was unlovable and that lifelong love was not possible for me. When that became a conscious belief, I said, whoa, that's not a belief I choose. I was surprised that I actually felt that way, but not surprised because I looked at my life and the pattern I had been in, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. It's time to try on a new belief. Do you love yourself? And are you willing to stop comparing, to start daring to live the life you desire, to start becoming aware, to start caring, to stop tearing yourself down, to pair yourself only with those who care about you as much as you care about you, and to try on a new belief today, my dear, the belief that you are lovable, that you are likable, and that no, you are not becoming a mean girl, but you are a bestie. You are a best girlfriend to yourself and others. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. Write out a statement of declaration that you are committing today to become no longer the mean girl, but to become the bestie, the best girlfriend imaginable to yourself. Write it out, circle it, commit to it today. And if you'd like to even take it a step further, write yourself a beautiful love and like letter from you to your bestie. Write it out and commit today to loving yourself well. No, you are not becoming a mean girl. You are becoming the bestie, the best girlfriend imaginable. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to send you your very own free copy of Date Yourself Well. That way you'll have this ultimate engagement plan with you at all times. All you'll pay for is shipping, and I'm happy to send that out to you today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for loving yourself well, for dating yourself well, for being your bestie. And thank you for sipping on life with me. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.